The Rush Hour.
Forget having to switch between apps. Now you can keep track of your same game multi live, all in one place. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
The Rush Hour.
AB, producer Luke. Today's show, rightly so, was centred around the fact that poor old Luke had a fall.
I fell off my bike.
This isn't the first time, and we didn't talk about this on the show because I didn't know.
No, I did. I had another fall at some railway tracks about a year and a half ago.
You did tell me about that in confidence, and then I shared it with Elliot. Whoops.
Yep.
But you fell stationary in that one, which is particularly cringe.
Well, anyone who's ever ridden a bike with cleats, you and you're clipped in, and sometimes you just don't unclip in time, and you fall over with your feet still stuck to the bike.
Obviously, train on the tracks.
No.
Fun fact, that's why cyclists, people think they're wankers when they're at the light. And they're not staying still. They're like moving around. It's because they don't want to get out of their cleats.
I've
right?
never noticed that before.
Yeah, some people are very good at balancing.
Or
as
they'll
well.
Just go out of the lights and not care. And then you're like, proper jerk.
Is the hatred still there between motorists and cyclists? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Are we moving past that?
Did you go on the road or the path?
Well, I was on the road.
But on the like.
But it was
fringe
6 o'clock
road.
In the morning. There was no one there.
And you've got a race this weekend, a running race.
I'm going to Cairns. The Ironman Cairns race weekend is this weekend. And, I'm supposed to be running the 21-kilometre run leg in a 70.3 team. And I haven't told my teammate yet that I'm quite injured.
Do you know what you need to do tonight probably is actually get an ice bath.
Would that help?
Oh, I don't know.
What about
say ice injuries?
What's the bath you made me have after I did that walk? That was a nice bath. No, it wasn't. It was hot.
Magnesium bath.
Yeah, magnesium bath would be good.
Yeah, I don't have a bath at my place.
Well, come and put magnesium in the ice bath.
I don't think the guys at Recovery Lab would love that.
Also, where do you buy powdered magnesium from?
No, just Epsom salts from the
supermarket.
That was one of the great. I reckon the greatest bath I've ever had. 44k walk. You got me the salts. We're in a fancy hotel at Cairns, and Abby, my partner, had ordered me, and I didn't know, a cheese platter, and I ate that in the bath. And I had two dinners.
I had an Epsom salt bath as well. You gave me Epsom salt as well.
I bought both of you Epsom salt.
And then I read afterwards that you're not supposed to do that pregnant, YOLO. Anyway, the kid will be cooked.
You can't do anything pregnant.
I know, it sucks.
They just need, like, you know, the Ten Commandments.
I can whinge, so let me do it all the time.
Well, yeah, I couldn't stop you if I tried. But you know, there's so many different... Oh, you can eat sushi, but you can't eat sushi. They just need the Ten Commandments of pregnancy to make it easier for you.
It changes all the time, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No more change.
You can have coffee, though, and honestly, I'm so thankful.
That one shocks me. Out of all the things you can do, you're allowed to, caffeine and all that.
They used to not. Like, people used to be like, oh, you can't. It's really bad for the baby. I don't care if my baby comes out with a little bit of a
You just got to have a weak one, don't you? Or a decaf. Have you tried decaf?
Nah, they said you could have two a day and I only have one. So I'm like, I'm only fitting half the quota.
When the baby comes out and you breastfeed, which I assume you're doing, because look at the milkers, it'll be a waste. Are you allowed to booze then or no?
Yeah, you just have to map it out. So like my cousin in particular, seasoned alcoholic, thankfully.
Yeah.
She's giving me all the tips.
Mary?
Gabby, the other one. Yeah, she's like, just pump and then put it in the freezer.
Right.
And then get on the wines.
Oh. I've actually tried breast milk before. Like, not my mother's.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was a strange experience.
Was it good?
It was. Here's a Rush Hour tie-in for you. It was the sister of... Do you remember the guy called Liam that helped save all those people during the flooding in Cairns?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was his sister, Jojo.
Oh. Why again did sister? You drink it?
Yeah, right. It was just a kink when we were sleeping. No. She's a friend of mine and, I don't know, she had her breast milk with her. She's like, dare you to try it? I was younger and more willing to say yes to things.
But I asked Alex if he'd try it.
Yeah.
He said no.
Yeah,
he's really... You know,
it wasn't that bad.
Do you know it has healing capabilities? So, like, people say if you've got rashes or whatever.
Or sore ribs
on
from
the
falling
baby,
off the bike.
Don't
put
think
the
that'll
breast.
Help.
I'll help you. I've got it now.
Could
it's
you
coming
pump
out
milk now.
Please don't.
Yeah, I can.
Please don't squirt me.
Little bits are coming out.
Please, I don't need that.
That's what you don't need a pump.
No.
I can't help internal injuries.
You need AB's milk.
It's okay. I've got some sports rub. I'll just rub my ribs with that instead of AB's breast milk.
Some people, they in the group chat I'm in, they're like, oh, you freeze it in like ice cube trays and then you use that as like an ice cube and on your skin and it's really good.
So many gross things. Are you going to keep the placenta?
I'm just going to buy products. No! I'm not even going to do half this breastfeeding shit we're talking about.
Kim Kardashian, didn't she eat it?
Probably.
Oh, no, she ate the placenta.
Yes, I said.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to throw it into a fire if that's an option.
I don't know if they have any fires around.
You can dry it and get it in like a little necklace.
Yeah, it looks like jerky. It looks like jerky. Dangerous.
My parents, one of my mate's parents, when he turned 21, I think this is the greatest parent prank of all time, said he had a big gift coming at his party. There was about 100 of us there, and they gave him a necklace, put it on. He was, his eyes closed, opened it, and it was like a dried bit of skin.
Oh.
And they said it was his foreskin. Oh. They kept it all that time.
Was it real?
It was mushroom. But that the look on his face was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. It was very good.
That's a funny joke.
So all right, well, we'll let you go. Milk up. Lisa Curry's on the show. I'll do your job for you. A bloke called Taryn that wants a date, well, doesn't want a date, but does want a date. Did you have a fall, Cole? and the world's shortest story from North Dakota. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Athletic royalty joining us on the Rush Hour this afternoon, AB. We have an individual that is a triple Olympian, and I don't think you can say that for more than a handful of people on this earth. Also won roughly 5,000 Commonwealth gold medals as well. An absolute superstar, and she's teamed up with our friends in the Fraser Coast to find out more. We cross now to the wonderful Lisa Curry. Hello, mate.
Hello, Elliot. Hi, AB.
What a delight having you here, Lisa. Fraser Coast Mates. Now, you've partnered with them to give up something that you've held on to, Lisa, for 24 long years.
Yes, that's right. Well, if you can imagine, I represented Australia for a long time, since the age of 14 up to 30. So what's that, 16 years. And I have a lot of memorabilia. I have a lot of things and they're all stuck in boxes. So I thought, why not start giving them away to people who really need it, who could auction them off, make some money and help others at the same time. So I teamed up with Fraser Coast Mates. They help a lot of men with counselling. They lost a couple of mates to suicide and I work in the women's health area, but not so much in the men's health area. So I thought it's about time I did something there. So I've given them my Olympic torch from the 2000 Olympic Games.
Wow. Honestly, this is so you as well, because you're always giving back and making time for important causes in the community. I saw one of these on sale on Facebook Marketplace recently, Lisa, and I think it was like getting up to, $2,500. They thought it would fetch about $10,000. Have you had a valuation on it?
I think it's valued at priceless.
Mm. Yeah, very true.
Because, when you think about it, there's a lot of people who run with the Olympic torch, right? But I'm pretty sure that no one is willing to give it up because it's such an amazing opportunity to have. But, I've just come to the realization that I have a lot of Olympic memorabilia, and by offloading it to charities, they can raise much needed funds for their own causes. So I'm really happy to do that. Fraser Coast Mates are auctioning off my torch. I think it's the last day tomorrow, and hopefully we can raise enough funds to help out the lovely men up in the Fraser Coast area.
Yeah, winterauctions.com.au is the website if you want to check it out and get bidding on there as well. As you said, tomorrow will be the last day. But Lisa, why Fraser Coast Mates? As we said, 24 years on, to give something like this away, you want it to be the right cause, and it is, of course, Men's Health Week as well.
Yes. Look, there's a lot of great causes out there and great charities out there, but I did a motivational speech a couple of years ago for Darren Bosley from Fraser Coast Mates, and, he's such a good guy and so genuine and so hands-on with this charity that I just felt really connected to them, and I've met a lot of the guys who have come out the other side from working with Darren, and to me that means a lot, and these smaller regional towns have, many charities, but I can see that the work that they're doing is making a real difference. So happy to do it. I think that when I said it's priceless, it's something that I can't replace. And not only would it look great in someone's pool room, but it would also look good in someone's corporate office, giving back, having some memorabilia from the 2000 Olympics, but also knowing that you're helping a lot of men from that regional area.
Now, it's been a bit of a downer this last few days, particularly with the Olympic trials. We're watching a few fan favourites miss out on selection for the squad. I'm sure you've been watching closely as well, Lisa. Being in that position in the past with the rejection and the high expectation of yourself, how much do you worry about some of those blokes in those professional athlete positions and how they handle it with their resilience?
Yeah, it's a very good question, AB, because swimming or any sport for that matter is your life. You give everything you have every single day for that one moment of getting on the plane to an Olympic Games and then standing on the blocks and then whatever happens after that. So it's, you know, I've seen people who have not made the Olympics. I've seen people who have been to the Olympics and not won a medal, who have been quite distraught, and it's almost damaged them for years and years and years later. So to be able to address these feelings that people have and to let people know too that it's not about comparing yourself to anybody else, it's being the best that you can be. And, you know, if that's the top of the world, then that's great. But if it's not, you can sleep at night knowing, you know what, I did a bloody good job and I'm proud of me.
Lisa Curry, you are a delight. Again, Fraser Coast Mates Lisa has partnered with to auction off her 2000 Sydney Olympic torch. That auction, you can jump on board. It's not too late. winterauctions.com.au. Lovely having you on the Rush Hour, mate. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much. And just remember, there are 7 men that die from suicide every single day. So every time we can help someone, then that's a tick on our box.
13 11 14 is the number for Lifeline as well. If you or someone out there needs help, you can reach out today. Do you have an Andy Walters? Now, by an Andy Walters, I mean someone in your community group that goes above and beyond and then some. Someone that, whether it's, you know, a local women's club, a sporting organisation, whatever group, it could even be your workplace, that you've got no idea how they find the time and the day to do what they do, but they find a way to do it. Let me tell you about Andy Walters.
Yeah, because I was going to say, no disrespect, but I've never heard of the bloke.
Right, well, you're about to. So, for as long as I remember, I grew up in rugby league. Born in Tamworth, you know, moved to the Torres Strait. First thing you know is rugby league. Spending time, you know, in Cairns and whatever, grew up playing rugby league with Triple M. I've been lucky enough to work with Triple M NRL for almost 5 years now. I'd never been behind the scenes in rugby league, though, and by that I mean with the amazing people like the coaches, the presidents, the clubs, all that kind of thing. So I got involved with a local footy club in Townsville this year called the Mighty Souths Bulls. Now, Andy Walters is their head coach. And I'd never say that to his face because I don't want to be that nice to him, but genuinely one of the greatest human beings I've ever met in my life. He was actually made a South Life member over the weekend at Old Boys Day, but this is a bloke that not only is the coach A grade, he helped bring this team back to A grade last year. He's the first one to be there setting up. He's the last one to be packing down. From under sixes to A grade, he knows every kid's name. He seems to know every parent, every volunteer, everyone in the organisation. I don't think he sleeps. He's got a beautiful family. He finds time for them. This is a guy that, and I know they're right throughout Queensland, which is why I want to meet more of them today, a guy that I can't sing the praises of enough. And I actually feel really lucky to have met him and to, I'll never learn off him because he's a much better bloke, but just to see how he goes about things.
So Andy Walters, pillars of the community, really.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be sport necessarily.
No.
Like, I mean, we've got a wonderful one in our workplace, Janaea.
Yep.
She's office manager, and I thought this was the norm. Like, I thought having your desk decorated for your birthday every year, doing every single charity event was the norm, but you go to other offices and theirs don't do that. She goes
amazing.
Above and beyond. The one I can think of as well, my cousin Mary, she's married to a bloke called Glenn Walker. He's from Bundaberg originally. His mum, Bronnie Walker, anytime I talk to anyone from Bundaberg and say, I know Bronnie Walker, they're like, oh, the Bronnie.
What does she do?
She works a lot with the netball community in particular. Similar, like huge, gives her time always to the community of Bundaberg. So I'm sure there's a million of these out there, but let's celebrate them on 133353.
Yeah. Do you have an Andy Walters, someone that, despite there only being 24 hours in a day, finds 25, gets everything done, goes above
They're
and beyond.
They're never paid for this stuff either. Yeah. It's purely out of love. Going to Port Douglas first, Braden, can you tell us a bit about your nan?
Oh, yeah. My nan, old Dorothy, she's done 25 years voluntary service at the Selvos.
Salvation Army.
25 years. Just retired this year because her wrist is too sore, got a bit of arthritis, she can't fold clothes anymore.
How old's your nan, Braden, and why did she first get involved?
86 years.
Wow, so 61 she was.
Yeah, 86. And, well, she got involved pretty much because Brendad didn't let her work, so she had to do something.
I'd love to know, Braden, because like my parents' generation, a lot of them going through this at the moment, going, should I retire? Like, what am I going to do with my life? You know, how fulfilled has she been from spending that 25 years in the Salvos?
Oh, look, she's just got a huge community following. They all love her and just, you know, people come to see her. They all know her since there's kids that have grown up, you know, coming to the local Salvos with her. So, yeah, she just, yeah, so she's well-deserved, you know, for a mention. She didn't get a newspaper article, so at least she got a story on the radio. So there you go.
What a woman, and good on you, Braden, for singing her praises too, brother.
Yeah, 100%. Also, I just want to add too, we have a shortage of volunteers in Queensland. Let Braden's nan be a story to everyone. You can have a really, really wonderful experience spending your time volunteering. Ellie Beach, now, Glenn, who have you got to talk about?
Well, my daughter, Samantha Bradshaw, her and her husband, Adam, they own a big dental practice in Gympie, and they employ about 40 people. We nearly lost Samantha about 6 years ago to a rare cancer. Didn't know she could have kids, and now she's got two beautiful little girls, Olivia and Sophie. And she always goes out of her way to help everyone, like in around Gympie, and her and her husband Adam, they live in Noosa, but they've got a big dental, like they used to have it set up in a shopping centre, and then she bought land in Gympie on the highway, and they've built their own practice. Well, they've only been going about 10 years. Her and Adam actually eloped and got married over in Africa because she'd had a marriage that had gone wrong. And just want to put a call out to her. She's my daughter, but she goes out of her way to help everyone around Gympie and that, you know.
Glenn, and just because AB's sitting in the corner crying at the moment, you've made her emotional, but I can hear it in your voice.
You made her, though.
Yeah, how proud are you? How proud are you?
Oh, mate. You know, I've got three great kids. Like, I drive taxis in early now, so I've got the best job. She's, you know, we were just so lucky to have her. Like, we nearly lost her when she was a baby to pneumonia.
Wow.
She got misdiagnosed a couple of times, and we nearly lost her then, and now she's like nearly 37. But yeah, she's just a great girl. You know, they'll go out of their way with the practice. Like, they employ about 40 people in the practice, so it's a big practice, you know. So it's called Jacaranda Family Dental. If anyone around that area needs any dental, definitely go down and see them.
Absolutely. Good on you, Glenn. Thanks for sharing it, and good on your daughter as well. Outstanding.
People like that, though, they say, my daughter's so wonderful. It's like, well, she learned it from you.
True. Very good point.
So I bet Glenn's the same.
AB, my TikTok career lasted about 10 days, but we have been sent a video by producer Luke. It's from a woman named Alicia, who's getting married in Brisbane very soon, and she's basically pimping her brother out.
Okay, I'm getting married in October, and I have a younger brother. He needs a date for my wedding. If you want to come to my wedding, comment below. You may also be interested in knowing that he is a cowboy.
And he's a good-looking rooster as well. We have found said brother. This video has been viewed almost 200,000 times. It's got almost 2,000 comments to it as well. Seems this man is the most eligible bachelor in Queensland. Good afternoon, Taryn from Calliope.
How you going?
I don't know, mate. Probably better than you. What is the moment like when you find out that you are being pimped out by your sister to her wedding?
Oh, yeah, I wasn't real impressed at the start, but I kind of got some enjoyment out of it when I dragged a couple of mates down with me. So.
Oh, so you've got mates that are going to get involved as well and get dates?
Yeah, so I was telling my sister to delete it because I was with a few of the boys and we're doing some recording ourselves, and then my phone was just blowing up and I didn't know what was going on. So one of my other sisters texted me and she said, is your phone going off yet? And I said, yeah, I had a look at the video, and then I was like, oh no, you guys got to delete that. Like, it's so embarrassing, you know. And then they wouldn't delete it, so I just come to terms with that. I said, all right, well, if I'm getting dragged down, then I'm just going to drag two of the boys down with me. So I've got to make some other videos with them. And then, it just went out of control.
Your sister called you a cowboy. You co-host a podcast. You're a professional bull rider, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got the Reride podcast just with me and a couple other guys that ride professionally. No, we're actually recording the podcast when this all went on. So,
I got to give it to your sister, because my sister, she went to a wedding a number of years ago. She was actually maid of honour at her boyfriend at the time's sister's wedding. And at the time we thought, that's a bit risky. If you guys don't last, you're going to be in the family photos forever. And they didn't. This person could be a one-off in family photos for the rest of your family's existence. Has she taken to grasping that?
I'm not sure, but I think if that was the case, I'd just have to... turn the wedding upside down just to make at least some sort of memory of it.
Yeah. Photoshop them out.
We'll chat the link to the video. Not that you need any more comments, but just so our listeners can see it via our Instagram, Rush Hour QLD. Taryn, good luck, mate. I would much rather you than me, and we look forward to seeing you. I know you're part of the PBR circuit as well, back out there once the injury heals, mate. Appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
What's your middle name?
That's private information.
Was it really bad?
No, it's just I don't really... It's Warren.
Okay, Elliot, Warren, Lovejoy.
Yeah.
We should probably change it in future to Elliot, Hypocrite Lovejoy, because you make very outlandish statements on this show and often don't realise that we keep what I have right here with me.
Paper.
Receipts.
Right.
Now, there is a segment that we do on this show quite regularly called Fun Police, where you rip things apart because you're so negative. You hate everything. You're like, people shouldn't go into caves. Fitness people suck.
What happens when people go in caves? They make 127 hours, the movie with Franco where he cuts his arm off.
Well, they need to be rescued by SES and it's like a huge costly mission.
The guy died because he's upside down.
Yeah, okay, all right. Maybe I agree with you about the caves a little bit, but the rest of it is ridiculous.
Right.
You poo-poo on everybody's fun.
I love poo-poo.
And in the last year, you've gone in this like personality 180 where you've become a fitness freak. And so a lot of the stuff that you've bagged in the past, you've now changed your tune about.
That's not true.
One of which was a particular brand of fitness watch.
The brand's called Whoop. And and Whoop, there it isn't. Because thank you. The Whoop band is basically, if anyone's ever used a Garmin watch or an Apple watch or any of them, this could be the worst creation in smart tech technology, because the Whoop band watch doesn't have a face on it. The Whoop band, Whoop, there it isn't. Great song.
They're going to sue you now, I'm sure.
Who? The band.
Yeah. Even worse, because you're such a hack, they'll message you on Insta. Hey, Elliot, we've been inspired by your fitness journey of late.
Oh, they want to sponsor me. You know what? I would never do that unless there was a right dollar amount.
We were sitting down in our meeting before, and I noticed that your Garmin watch has gone. It's been replaced. And on your hand, there's this random piece of fabric that doesn't appear to have a watch screen. Whoop, there it is, it seems. You have folded and purchased, or even, no, don't even tell me. I don't want to know that Whoop contacted you and said, here, have a free, and you, because you're such a absolute peanut, you've taken free merch.
Okay.
From someone that you previously bagged.
Right.
What is it?
What's what?
Which one was it? Did you go and purchase that item? Are you paying the subscription?
No. Look. Whoop.
Did they message
they
you?
They only sponsor like top tier, you know, athletes across the world and whatever. So, you know, there is a market that they're trying to break into, and that's your average everyday Joe. At the moment, they got a free trial for those that sign up. If you jump on board today, you get a 30-day money back guarantee. So there it is. Hey.
Tell me the
truth. What? What?
You made producer Luke or somebody else in your life take weird modelling shots of you with this watch on now that you've sent to the company and said, hey, I know you sponsor, like, I don't know, Tiger Woods, but have you ever considered a lowly regional radio announcer from Queensland?
Yeah, I can drive fast and crash it into things as well. No, I got up some photos taken when I was in the, you know, maybe in an ice bath in my budgie smugglers, but those photos will come out and I'll make a lot of money for them.
Well, there it is, baby.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Producer Luke is here as well.
Hello. Did limp into the studio. And you know what? We're such a united trio that when one of us takes a fall,
yeah,
the rest of us do, but not physically, obviously, just emotionally.
Yes.
So we're really feeling down for Luke today because...
Are you?
Yeah, I feel bad.
I'm done with laughing at you. I'm more sympathetic at this point.
Good, because I'm in a lot of pain.
Can you tell us what happened today to you?
Well, I...
Does it hurt
the beginning
to
of the end.
It really hurts to laugh. Yeah. I took the bike out for a ride this morning. I thought, yeah, I'd go do a training ride.
Yeah.
Anyway, I took a corner a little bit too quickly. It was gravel.
Yeah.
The bike slipped out from me. Don't... The bike slipped out and I fell over and I've hurt, I think, my ribs, and I'm supposed to have a race on Sunday, so I don't know if I'm actually good for that. Don't tell my teammate.
You had a fall.
No, I fell over.
No, see, when you get to an age, you have a fall. That's
I'm not at that age.
There's a quota of how I stacked it,
yeah,
to I had a fall, because, yeah, it doesn't just end with like, oh, that's it, I'll recover. You'll be limping for a while. Yeah. I did have a fall last month.
I fell over.
And what'll happen
you'll
now
have
is...
some lifelong condition.
Exactly. The pain from this fall will start going into your knee, then you'll have an ankle problem. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. Hey, Luke, that's what happens when you have a fall. 133353. You're not the only one. And what I want to do to make you feel a bit better, because we're trying here to make you feel a little bit
Are
better,
you?
Is to the great residents of this state, 133353, did you have a fall?
No one's going to call.
I mean, I did last year.
Yeah. Oh, is this where you cried when you fell out of the car?
Yes.
Stop that. I tore all the
ligaments in my foot. And yeah, it was.
Can I tell this story? Because I got a second.
You weren't even there.
No. Your husband said, oh, we drove to visit some friends in Mackay. And as we got there, I went to say hello to them. And all I heard as AB got out of the car was, And she'd fallen into a gully and had busted her ankle. Poor old Luke's going to cry over there now. Had fallen into a gully, busted her ankle, and she was bawling in tears. And our friends didn't know what to do, thought it was weird. That was Alex's account.
So fresh from him, considering he also had a fall.
He had a fall, didn't he?
Week.
He broke his bottom.
And last year, yeah, so he fell down the driveway, he tried, yeah, to take the bins in when it was too wet.
Yeah.
And he also fell the other day on a small piece of tile. And the difference is,
stop,
you don't have a fall and just get better. You have a fall and now he's got like
complications.
A stomach tear, yeah, or like a broken coccyx.
Hey, if you don't laugh, you cry. Or in AB's case, you do both. 133353. Over to you now, the great family of the Rush Hour. Much like Luke, much like AB. And Alex.
I fell over.
Did you have
different.
A fall?
No, I fell over.
The beginning of the end for you, you old git.
133353.
In Mackay, Daisy. Now, you're apparently a kid, so I don't think you had a fall. You might have had a stack, but tell us what happened.
Yeah, so I was riding my scooter.
Mm.
I came across a big rock, and I, like, tripped over it, and I fell across the bars, and I had a concussion.
Oh,
my gosh, Daisy.
Yeah, we had to go straight to the hospital. It turns out to have a permanent dent in my head.
Oh, Daisy, no. Daisy, they always say after a concussion, don't drink beers. Did you make sure you didn't drink any beers?
I don't think you can ask her that.
Wait.
Cordials.
Why are you so weird with children?
How old are you, Daisy?
I'm 8.
8.
Oh, Daisy, I hope you feel better. And hey, that dent on your head, I think that's cool anyway. It's like scars. It's a cool story to tell people. Will you do that from now on?
Yeah.
Good on you, Daisy. Great question to finish too, AB. She was really bought in there. I think she preferred the beer one. Sharon in Cairns. Shaz.
Hello.
Did you have a fall?
Yeah, well, my friend and I were in pedicabs. She was in the front one, I was in the second one.
Mm.
We pulled up out the front of the casino. She got out the left-hand side, fell flat face. I got out the left-hand side on mine, fell flat on my face. Sorry, I'm good.
Oh,
was
no.
But I'd had a few sherbys, so I was jumped up. I was all right.
Hey, a 2-for-1's pretty special, Sharon. Sometimes they do that inside the casino as well. That's good.
I was going to say, the seats at the grandma's ATM are usually pretty comfy anyway. So
true.
It's all right. We'll go to Cairns now. Trudy, you had a fall somewhere unexpected. What happened?
I had had abdominal surgery, and part of my recovery was swimming to try to, you know, help the abdominal surgery repair. So I went down to my, well, not so local pool, but I went down to the pool to do my swimming, and I need glasses to get around, but you can't use your glasses in the pool.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did my exercise, I did my laps, it was shocking. And I was getting out of the pool, and without my glasses on, I didn't realise that there was a big drop in the ledge. So down I went, at the perfect angle, at the perfect weight, on the perfect time, and I broke my right foot.
Oh, true.
It's meant to be safe. It's water. It's weightless.
What did your surgeon or doctor, whoever you went to, say after just leaving for abdominal surgery?
Yeah, they weren't impressed, yeah. because they then said, well, you're going to have to use crutches, and I'm not sure how we're going to do this.
Yeah, fair call. Yeah, you can't be trusted.
That's it. You just put poor yourself Trudy. Straight in a chair after that. All right. Round us out in glorious Toowoomba. Much like Shaz, much like Trudes, and much like producer Luke, Brad, you had a fall.
I did have a fall. I went to my niece's son's birthday, first birthday, and we had a bit of a good time, and we got home a bit late, and I was fine, and then all of a sudden I fell over on the rug at home, standing in front of the heater, and broke my leg in two places.
No,
and got three fractures in my ankle. Yeah. Oh, so my advice is don't drink and stand on a rug in front of the heater.
Yeah, that's fraught with danger.
Is that just to really clarify everything here? You got absolutely hammered at a first birthday party? Is that what
we're
doing?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that wasn't...
Jelly shots.
I like that wasn't
those mixed up at the first birthday party.
It's only 10 or 12 years ago. I'm 60 now.
Oh, that's great. How's the leg these days? You got ongoing pain, Brad? Or?
It plays up a little bit every now and again.
That'll be Luke. Good on you, Brad. Hey, lovely hearing from you, mate. Enjoy your jelly shots.
I love listening to you, Blakes, and I just heard that on the way home, and I thought, I've got to tell you.
Good on you, Brad. You know what we need to do either tomorrow or next week, where do you get drunk where you shouldn't have? Because we will get some of the great Queensland stories.
I was going to say, I love that his lesson wasn't don't have jelly shots at a first birthday party. It was don't have a rug near a heater that you stand on.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot. Obscure history with Elliot Lovejoy.
I want to tell you a story today about one of the most incredible women I've ever heard of. I'll flash you back to World War II. In the 1800s, they attached bells to the coffin door and the arms of the people, so if they're still alive, they'd hear a bell on top of the grave and they'd dig them out, saved by the bell.
That was...
Literally ride shotgun. So the passenger would carry a shotgun in order to scare off robbers who might want to attack them. Okay, AB, producer Luke, we have about a minute and a half to get our history lesson in for the day, then we disappear into the sunset. So very quickly, choose your own adventure. Do you want something that's going to make your heart feel good and maybe also a little bit sad, or do you want something that is flat out just going to blow you away?
Blow my mind.
Blow me away.
Blow you away, sure. We're going to go with that one. So today, one of the great stories from North Dakota, the Wild Wild West, baby. Well, it's actually more Central America, but still. This is a country kid
west from of somewhere.
1992, a North Dakota teen that is basically Victor Frankenstein's monster. This kid's name is John Thompson. Well, actually, he was a kid, that'd be old now. John Thompson was home alone on his 500-acre property.
Must be nice.
Well, it wasn't for him at that time because he fell under a tractor and both of his arms at the shoulder were chopped off in a freak farming accident.
Oh.
So, no arms, still breathing, still kicking.
Lived in Dakota too.
North Dakota. John Thompson managed to get up, go inside, and dialed for help by holding a pencil in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it would have been a rotary phone as well.
Bingo.
Oh.
911 gets called. Not only did John Thompson survive, both of his arms were reattached.
Stop.
He lived to tell the tale.
True. Yeah.
So they had to go get the arms.
Had to go get the arms.
He put obviously, them in glad bags,
he
obviously.
Wasn't much help at that point, but they reattached, lived to tell the tale, and lived and got use of his arms again, which is amazing how they do it with muscles.
Well, the thing about those machines is it could go one of two ways. They're either going to completely mangle them and they can't reattach it because everything's a mess, or it's a clean cut, so the nerve endings would have been easy to
find. True, true.
You listened in school.
Gross, but true.
Well done. John Thompson, great story in
North
Dakota.
Just goes to show.
Mm.
What does he do now?
If anyone can,
he lives.
John did. What? That was a bad...
Oh, wow. And we're ending on that too. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Triple M's Rush Hour.
Follow your multi the easy way this NRL season with Sportsbet's NRL Same Game Multi Tracker. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.